This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the Thursday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com. Still to come, more on FEMA and the FBI. But first, I want to go to the email box, because we had a call come in last hour from Mike. And he tried to corner us on the issue of the Indians, suggesting that, well, we're living on stolen land and we don't believe in theft and violence, and so therefore we should give up our property and turn it back over to its rightful owners, the Indians' descendants, in his opinion.
Well, it's an interesting point, and I would think that if the Indians were still running around, perhaps we should think about returning to them property. But I paid for it and I didn't know it was stolen, or didn't certainly consider it to be stolen,
right,
what about compensating me for my loss?
Yeah, that was a good question, and unfortunately Mike's not here to answer it. And plus, we were born into this. We didn't hire anybody to steal the property from us. The property had changed hands several times before we'd even purchased it, so we had no knowledge of this entire process. And again, there's nobody to give it back to anyway, because the descendants weren't the ones that were harmed. They weren't the ones that were wronged. But here's a related email that came in from Walter. Says, hello, my name is Walter, and then he gives his last name, and says he lives in New Hampshire. I wanted to run an idea I had past you and hear your thoughts. The issue is black reconciliations.
Mm-hmm.
I think a law should be passed whereby as many years as blacks were held in slavery in America, that all blacks living from the time the law is passed would be given the same number of years of completely tax-free status. When I say completely, I mean that if they are the head of a corporation, then that corporation gets tax-free status as well. Call it the Midas Clause. It would be as if whatever they touched turns to gold. The idea behind this is that the free labor which blacks provided while enslaved in America allowed whites a huge economic advantage in the days of slavery. If this law were to be passed, then blacks would be afforded economic advantage by being tax-exempt. It's a fair and equitable offer of reconciliation and would be a way for blacks to make up for the lost years, at least economically.
Well, I'm not sure that I read this same email, and I'm not sure that I agree with that. The reason is blacks would then become tokens at every corporation in America.
they'd all put them in charge.
There would suddenly be nothing but blacks as CEOs. Because owners or whatever it took in order for the corporation not to have to pay taxes.
Well, he actually addresses that, so we're going to come back to it. He says, I'm sure there would be much debate as to the time frame. From what I know, the first colony that is to have legalized slavery was Massachusetts in 1641. Then the 13th Amendment was ratified in 1865. I believe that makes it roughly 224 years that slavery was protected under the law in this country. So the law would expire 224 years from the date the law was passed. There would also be a debate as to what exactly or who exactly should be given tax-exempt status. Personally, I would support the one-drop rule. If you have a drop of black blood in you, then you're black, and you get tax-exempt status.
That means that our co-host, Torgo, who is, I think, 2% or something
like
2.5%
that, yes,
black,
he would be tax-exempt.
He would be tax-exempt.
In fact, this might actually be Torgo writing in this email. He says, I'm not sure that it can be determined by DNA testing or not. One thing I do feel certain of, many black businessmen and women would be quickly elevated to the position of CEO in corporations across America in order to lock in on the tax-exempt status.
Yep.
It would be a boon for blacks across America, no question.
And corporations.
In case you're wondering, well, and the taxpayer, and the people paying taxes that those corporations, on the products those corporations produce.
Perhaps, or perhaps the government would just figure out some other way to increase taxes.
Right.
There's no reason, simply because they lower corporate taxes, that the government is necessarily going to lower spending.
He says, in case you're wondering, I'm white, and as far as I know, I don't have a drop of black blood in my lineage. You know, Walter, that's an interesting idea, but why not just go all the way and just say, taxes stink, let's set everyone free from them? Because, again, the same issue applies. These individuals you're talking about giving tax-exempt status to aren't the individuals that were wronged 200 years ago or 150 years ago or whenever, you know, slavery ended. So they don't really, you know, they don't really deserve it, per se. They weren't involved. And the right thing to do is to not tax anybody. That's the right thing to do.
And, you know, the fact that a company has a black CEO, does that really have anything to do with the white stockholders? I don't know. I mean, they're certainly going to benefit. I think that it's definitely going to benefit companies, but, you know, and will it benefit the blacks? Well, yes, if they negotiate properly in these circumstances, I would think that it would.
Sure, but also the other side of this you have to look at is how This is going to do nothing more than just basically expand the divide between blacks and whites in America. I mean, if all of a sudden black people get this tax-exempt status, do you want to see racism start to bubble over in America? Because then it really will. Then you're going to have a bunch of white people that might not have been hostile towards black people. They're going to say, well, that's not fair. How come you get this? I wasn't alive back then, and I wasn't. I wasn't enslaving blacks. I wasn't involved in this. Why do they get the tax-free status? Maybe my ancestors were enslaved over in Europe.
Well, I can tell you that there's a very good chance that your ancestors were good for nothing but fighting the wars and paying the taxes of some French overlord.
Yeah.
I want reparations. Does that mean that then, you know, the family of aristocracy in France should then compensate you for the...
We can go insane thinking about
all this. 1,000 years of serfdom?
Right.
Same with me. I mean, there's some German
Uber-meisters out there.
No Italian. There's some German Burgermeisters out there that owe me some money.
You're just the greasiest German I've ever seen.
No, it's Spanish that you're referring
to. Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah, portion Spanish, portion Irish, and mostly German.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's ludicrous. I mean, what you're talking about is just, it's so insane and so impossible to actually do. I mean, think about the bureaucracy that would have to be created in order to actually initiate this. If this was, you know, this crazy plan was to come to pass, you'd have to create the Office of Black Folk Testing. And then every white person would be showing up to check themselves out to find out if they actually had a percentage of black blood in them so they could get the tax exemption. And then who would administer the tax exemptions? How would they, you know, would you get a tax exemption? He's saying tax exemption on everything. So my cell phone tax, I'd get exempted from that if I had a 1% black blood in me. So I'd have to go through a process with every single individual that was supposed to charge me tax and say, I've got to show you my black person card. This certifies that I'm black enough to get the tax exemption, so you can't charge that to me.
And some people are going to get better tax exempt status than others. I mean, some people are going to be the CEO, somebody's going to be the CEO of GE and therefore get a great benefits package for, you know, saving GE all this money. Now, should that go to a white guy who has one drop of black blood, or should that go to a real black guy?
Yeah, I mean, 100%.
Seems a little unfair. Talk about more division.
Yeah.
I mean, how are the black people going to feel when all these white people are running around claiming to be black?
Because Torgo looks really white.
It doesn't look anything but a white guy to me, but apparently he's got 2%.
Somewhere in the past, there was a black person involved.
Right.
So I have no hard feelings towards black people. I like black people. I think the black people are some of the most... in fact, I think that black people are the most untapped minority as far as libertarian outreach goes, as far as spreading the message of freedom and liberty to various different interest groups in the country. I think they are ripe for this message. Because the ones that I've talked to, especially black women, I have never seen a more visceral response to the messages of freedom and liberty. I mean, these people really understand it. When you present it to them, they get it. They know that they're still being oppressed by the U.S. government. The oppression is still going on today. It's just been relabeled. It's now called affirmative action. There's all kind of welfare, of course, is oppressing them as well, getting them hooked on the government dole. So when you show them that there's a chance that we could set everybody free, they like it. They don't feel like, oh, well, you white people, you should be oppressed and enslaved now because it's your turn. No, they're okay with the idea of everyone being set free from taxes. 100% of the people, whether they're Russian or Asian or black or white or whatever, everybody should not have to pay taxes because it's theft and theft is wrong.
Since we're talking about the black subject, I sort of had, as you know, my best friend is black. Or
he is.
At least a portion.
He's black with freckles.
He's a very light black man with freckles.
But he is black.
Yeah.
Yes.
6'2". Anyway, he and I were working today together on my house. We're trying to get some stuff done, and we're tiling the floor. And I thought to myself,
I mean, he was working, and you had the whip, right? Come on.
Oh, God. I was the one cutting the tile, for God's sakes. He was sitting down reading a book while I was cutting tile. Anyway, I asked him, what did you think about that O.J. Simpson verdict?
10 years later.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to know because I didn't know him 10 years ago. He says, I thought he was guilty.
Interesting.
Just interesting.
800-259-9231, FEMA, the FBI, incompetence, and whatever you want to talk about. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the site. We give you everything for free, including the archives. An entire year's worth of programming right there on the front page of the website. In fact, last night I put up, last month, I uploaded the torrent for June. So if you click that torrent, you've got a torrent program on your computer, and we've got a link to one if you don't. It'll download the entire month of June for Free Talk Live. For free. And the entire year's there. So go get them. They're all on the house.
Are they split up? I mean, do you get individual shows by doing? Okay.
You just get that one torrent, and then it'll put a folder on your computer with a month's worth of shows in it. It's sweet. And free. FreeTalkLive.com, the way things should be. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at FreeStateProject.org. Again, that's FreeStateProject.org. To the phones we go. Alexander in Alabama, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I have something sort of related to this whole racial benefit thing.
Yes.
In high school, for instance, there were a bunch of scholarships, I think state scholarships, that were going to, for instance, Hispanic students, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in Miami Beach, so we had a lot of Hispanic students. I'm one, but a lot of students actually came from, you know, South American countries and studied in the United States and have citizenship. So anyways, there were these scholarships for Hispanic students, and there were a bunch of students, though, they were sort of looking into their background, right? And they would figure out that they're 1/8 or 1/16, Hispanic or something.
Okay.
And they would register as Hispanic, right? Instead of white, they would register Hispanic, and then they would get the scholarship for the Hispanic scholarship.
Got it.
I've considered this myself. I don't know whether somebody from Spain actually qualifies as Hispanic in the eyes of
why not
whatever bureaucrat. Well, because they're not. They're
European. Spanish.
They're European.
Okay.
They speak Spanish. Hispanics speak Spanish. That doesn't make them Spanish.
Okay.
You understand? Generally, an Hispanic.
Yeah, but Mexicans speak Mexican.
But they speak Spanish, and it's a kind of a,
I thought there was a difference between those two languages.
It's a dialectual difference. It's not a linguistic, a language difference. But the fact is the Hispanic world does not include Spain.
Got it. So go ahead with your, I think you had more to your story there, Alexander.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was more of sort of a comment because you guys are saying how certain people were going around, like, that people would go around in those instances seeing if they were black or if they had black in their family, you know, to get certain benefits. I mean, and that is experienced now in the high schools, and at least where I come from, where people are, you know, in order to get those Hispanic benefits or racial benefits, you know, from the state, they're, you know, desperately looking in their background to see if they have any trace of that race so they could actually get, you know, more money to go to college or whatever. So that's already being experienced, I think, at least in the academic world.
You know, and there's another aspect to this Pandora's box. Once you do reparations to blacks for slavery or Indians for stealing their lands, then you've got to do reparations to everyone for everything. And then everyone's paying everyone back for all the different things that were done to them in the past, and pretty
crazy.
Much it all washes.
Yeah, good point. What about reparations for all the taxes that that the government has charged in the past? What about reparations for the land that government has stolen from all sorts of different people? I don't expect that. I don't want that. I don't want reparations. What I want is to just be left alone. It's like the people that go after their income taxes that think that if they file the right paperwork, they'll be able to get all the money that they paid in income taxes back. Come on, please, just stop it.
That
just
too
stop
is
it.
Water under the bridge.
Yeah. Anything else on your mind, Alexander?
Yeah, really quick, I actually wanted to know if you guys heard of the whole Boston Tea Party thing, the sort of outlash of libertarians against the whole change on the platform.
Yeah, we mentioned that last night. It's BostonTeaParty.us is the website, and I joined up. I thought it was a neat idea. It's not an alternative political party. It might end up being one, but it's basically something that one guy started in response to sort of the unrest that happened at the Libertarian Party National Convention. And it's something with a real simple platform. Basically, it says that we believe that government shouldn't be growing at all. We think that smaller government is the answer every single issue every time, and advocating bigger government is totally unacceptable. So I mean, it made sense to me. I say check it out, BostonTeaParty.us. There you go,
Alexander.
Thank you for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. All right, so I've been talking about how we're going to continue discussing FEMA. Again, from Homeland Stupidity, this guy is on the ball, Michael Hampton, when it comes to FEMA and other government incompetence. He says, what does your government provide to you that you can't possibly live without? And how did you let yourself get into a position where the government is providing it? When push really comes to shove, and the government activates its continuity plans, if you're counting on that government service, you're done for. The federal government's continuity of government plans, date back to the Cold War, when it had plans and facilities to relocate essential people and functions in the event of a Soviet nuclear attack.
Mm-hmm.
The program was one of the few government programs that was ever scrapped. And we've pointed out so many times here on Free Talk Live how when a government program starts, it usually never ends. It just gets bigger and more oppressive and
how they do it.
Expands and costs more money. But this one, they actually did shut down after the Cold War came to a close. However, in 1998, President Clinton brought it back amidst the Y2K panic and the growing threat of terrorism. But he didn't just bring back continuity of government for absolutely essential emergency functions. Now, just about every part of the monstrous federal government is in on the action, and even agencies one wouldn't even think of as essential. And who did he place in charge of the program? That's right, FEMA.
Mm.
The program, which sets up a shadow government, and you've heard, if you've listened to any of the conspiracy kooks out there, they've talked about this with, the shadow government, it's scary, it's shadowy.
They're right about the shadow government, Ian. I mean, there is a shadow government.
There is a shadow government.
There's secret courts, police, everything.
No. That's different. No. What you're talking about is secret courts and secret police. That's not the shadow government. What we're talking about is a shadow government which would be operated by FEMA. Let me explain. It'll operate from bunkers outside of Washington, D.C. in the event of a catastrophic event. It now requires every single government agency to participate. So, basically, every government agency has to set up a shadow of itself to operate outside of Washington, D.C. in the event of a terrorist bombing.
So now everything costs twice as much?
I don't know if it's twice as much, but maybe. Bush and Cheney, so it was actually called into operation on September 11th, 2001. They said, go, activate shadow government. And what did it do? Well, what you might expect. Bush and Cheney were protected. Remember how they ferreted him out away to a secret underground bunker?
Yeah.
They were protected, but everybody else was left hanging, all the way from Congress to the Commodities Futures Trading Commission.
The who?
William Arkin describes the program in the Washington Post and one of its drills, which is labeled Forward Challenge 2006, in the Washington Post. A year after 9/11 and almost 3 years after the deadline set in Clinton's 1998 directive, the GAO, Government Accounting Office, evaluated 38 agencies and found that not one of the 38 agencies had addressed all of the issues that it had been ordered to.
Really? The government's not doing something that it said it was going to do?
Nope.
Taking our money for it.
A 2004 GAO audit of 34 government continuity of operations plans, the shadow government plans, found total confusion on the question of essential functions. One unnamed organization, one government bureaucracy, listed 399 so-called essential functions. We'll give you a few examples of what they're essential functions were coming up. You won't believe it. The things that they're supposed to keep doing in the event of a terrorist attack. It's amazing. Coming up on Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site for free. The Shrine of Female Listeners included. Ladies, have sent us your photo. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors, it is not a beauty contest. All we ask is that you be a woman and you send us a validated picture. And that means that in the picture, you're proving that you listen to the show. There's a variety of creative ways that our ladies have proven that. And you can see what I mean by going to the shrine for yourself at freetalklife.com. And already we've got yet another submission. So over the weekend, we'll be adding yet another lady to the
shrine. That's great.
Yeah, man. That's like four over 2 weeks, four or five. In fact, we may get a fifth one coming in by the end of the week. So exciting stuff. Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. By the way, point of clarification, bostontea.us is the website. Apparently I gave out the wrong website in the last segment about the Boston Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
It's Boston Tea, like T-E-A, bostontea.us. That's their new site. That's the new competing party to the Libertarian Party, although it's not really a competing party. I don't really know if they know what exactly it is yet, but they're figuring it out as we speak.
Well, it sounds like they need to have a little bit of support. So
they do. All right. So let's see. We're talking about FEMA and their essential government services. So basically what happened is there was a program in place during the Cold War that was set up to duplicate so-called essential government emergency functions. So, for instance, if the Russians launched a nuclear weapon at us, then the essential function program would go into effect, and the duplicate government, the shadow government, as they call it, would go into action. It was shut down after the Cold War, and then brought back in 1998 by Clinton under FEMA, so under the Federal Emergency Management Agency, they recreated this so-called essential government services shadow government.
What was happening in 98 that we felt that we needed this?
Apparently, according to HomelandStupidity.us, it was the Y2K thing and terrorism, I guess. So they brought it back, and FEMA was in charge, and so they expanded the program, like all government programs expand.
Oh, yeah.
And so instead of just handling maybe a couple of government agencies, now every single federal government agency has to have essentially an office of duplication. I don't know what they call it, the shadow government office. And so now flash forward to 2004, where a GAO audit of 34 continuity of operations plans, so 34 different agencies, the GAO went in and said, okay, have you done what you said you were going to do? Well, it found that the total found total confusion on the question of what meant what essential functions meant. In fact, one of the government bureaucracies listed 399 so-called essential functions. Get this.
399, that's a lot of essential functions.
Right, it must be really essential. I mean, this must be the most essential government program to have so many essential functions. One of their functions was providing speeches and articles for the secretary and deputy secretary, which was listed among its essential duties.
Hmm, that doesn't sound essential to me.
But it, according to them, it was. And it also neglected, the list of 399 functions neglected many of its central programs. So the actual core things that this government agency was supposed to do weren't mentioned in the 399 essential functions. The confusion and absurdity have continued, according to documents collected over the past few years. In June 2004, FEMA told federal agencies that essential services in a catastrophe would include not only such obvious ones as electric power generation and disaster relief, but also patent and trademark processing.
Gotta have that.
We can't put that on hold. Student aid and passport processing. A month later, FEMA had told states and local communities that library services should be counted as essential along with fire protection and law enforcement. Library services. That's critical.
People have to be able to read books.
Well, no, you know why it's essential? Because those late fees are hellish, and you really, you've got to be able to turn. Even if it's a hurricane, you've got to get those books back in. With its new plans and procedures, Washington may think it's thought of everything to save itself. Forward Challenge 2006 will no doubt be deemed a success, and officials will pronounce the continuity of government project sound. There will be lessons to be learned that will justify more millions of dollars and more work in the infinite effort to guarantee order out of chaos. But the main deficit, a bunker mentality that considers too many people and too many jobs essential, will remain unchallenged. And as Michael Hampton puts it, here's the question of the day. What exactly is an essential government service? When the excrement hits the ventilation device, what exactly do you think the government can do for you? While it's not even clear if it can manage to save itself.
Well, I would think that, I don't know if this is, I'm not thinking federal, but I'm thinking essential government services. Roads, they're sort of federal to some extent. State DOTs have something to do with them. Water, government has instituted itself as, the in a lot of cases, the only provider for municipal water supply.
Yeah.
So, like it or not, I'm not saying that some private company couldn't supply us water. I'm just saying that simply the government does, and it's essential to have water. I think trash pickup's pretty close to that.
Yeah.
It's pretty close to essential. I mean, pretty soon we're going to be swimming in our own filth if you don't have trash picked up. These things kind of seem essential to me. So the government is essential. I think that a lot of its services could be provided better by the free market.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. He's just pointing out here that when it comes time for the government to once again spring into action, they'll just be bumbling about trying to figure out who's supposed to do what and who's going to start working on the 399 essential functions that they're supposed to be duplicating. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. The point being, of course, if you are counting on the government to protect you. If you're counting on the government to keep you alive, and if you're counting on the government to deliver water to you, even the real essential ones that you listed, you're still going to possibly be dying as a result of that reliance. If if it's a hurricane situation or some other natural calamity, you would be wise to be prepared on your own. You'd be wise to have several 5-gallon jugs of water sitting in some room in your house, ready to go. You know, that way you don't have to count on these things from the government. Because the people that were counting on the government in Hurricane Katrina, the people that were counting on the government to rescue them, to provide them with food and water, a lot of them died.
Well, that much is true. But if you think about the people in Hurricane Katrina who, for instance, were expecting to have cell phone coverage from their cell phone provider, they probably weren't getting it.
I don't know about that. Are you speculating, or did you actually read about that?
I'm sure that their internet service providers were down, wouldn't you say?
I'm not going to speculate on that, Mark, because I've had experiences where power has gone out, and I've had UPS operating an uninterruptible power supply on my internet connection, and it has been online.
I'm just telling you that in the case of an emergency, there's no that a free market solution isn't necessarily a perfect solution, and you can only rely on yourself.
I agree.
But the government in and of itself...
I never suggested you should rely on companies either.
Some of the tone of what you're saying kind of felt that way to me.
I was talking about you shouldn't rely on the government. That doesn't mean that I said you should rely on private companies necessarily, though it was Walmart that was coming to the rescue in the case of the people in Louisiana.
Well, in New Orleans, we pointed out that, in fact, there was a private ambulance company that was running when all the government emergency services, the police, had left.
So how about this? It's much more likely that a private individual or a private company is going to come to your rescue than the government actually will. Don't count on it, but it's much more likely. Yeah. All right, let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Or Dave from New Hampshire. Hello.
Yeah, bumbling around, the government bumbling around. That's about the best thing we can expect them to do. It's more likely they'll come in and actively hurt you after a disaster.
Yeah, like they actively stole guns from people in New Orleans.
Right, but it's still important. Now's the time. Buy a gun while you can, so you've got one in a disaster. If the government never gets to you, at least you're safe.
Better to have a gun and not need it than need a gun and not have it, right, Dave?
Exactly.
What's on your mind, sir?
Speaking of guns, we've had our fifth open carry incident in New Hampshire this week involving a free stater since the state was picked.
We had it this week, or the fifth one this week?
No, the fifth one since the state was picked in 2003.
What happened?
There was a guy, it was on July 3rd. He was at a fireworks celebration in Manchester. His name's Rob Jacobs, just got off the boat from Texas, only been here 7 weeks. And he's like,
he took a boat from Texas?
Well, I call it the boat. You know, I think of New Hampshire as Ellis Island. Manchester Airport is Ellis Island.
I see. Right?
But he lives here now, and so he's like, wow, you know, like all of us, I'm living in freedom. I'm going to go enjoy my freedom. So he straps his gun on. He's been carrying it around for 7 weeks, open carry.
Which is fully legal, by the way,
exactly.
In New Hampshire to open carry. I want you to tell us the rest of the story, but hang on. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. This isn't the first time that somebody, one of the free staters, has been harassed by the police in New Hampshire over doing what's fully legal, open carrying a firearm. We'll explore the story in a moment. 800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site, totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Actually, if you want to support the show, you can vote for us. In fact, we're number two right now, the number two podcast in the world. That's darn good, but we can do better.
Yes.
And it's actually about almost a week through the month at this point, and we're close to reaching where we were at last month in total. See, what happens is we accumulate votes throughout the entire month. And then at the end of the month, like last month, we totaled up around 700, over 700 votes. And we're reaching 700 right now. So we're on a good pace to really finish out the month pretty strong. So we need your vote. If you've yet to vote, at vote.freetalklive.com. If you've got some friends that might be able to vote, maybe ask them nicely to vote at vote.freetalklive.com. It's a simple, easy way to support the show. All it requires is a quick email verification and you won't be spammed. Again, vote.freetalklive.com. We go back to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. So you were telling us a story about a guy named Rob. He'd moved into the free state of New Hampshire, and he thought that he was going to start exercising one of his freedoms, specifically the freedom to carry firearms openly, which is completely legal in the state of New Hampshire.
It's regarded as a right by the state government.
And he went to some sort of a fireworks display. He was open carrying. As you put it, he apparently had been open carrying for 7 weeks. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know if he went to sleep with the gun on, but he'd been carrying it quite a bit.
Okay, so when he was out and about, and going 7 weeks open carrying a weapon without having an incident, I think that's pretty darn good to begin with, because, Dave, you've actually, got caught up with the cops in the past for open carrying before, but you don't do it all the time, do you?
No, not really, but I do hold the record for open carry incidents currently among free staters.
How many is that?
You?
Two.
Okay.
I would think it'd be great if someone would beat that record, because like initially we have to expect there's going to be some harassment, and so far all the harassment has turned into something positive.
Tell the rest of the story. He was at this fireworks display and open carrying. What happened to this guy?
His motto is use it or lose it. So he feels he got to exercise that right, and he's at this fireworks display, and I don't know if he knew it or not, but the governor was there. So the governor sees this, or either somebody that knows the governor sees this and tells the governor. He's got a big Michael Badnarik T-shirt on, and is open carrying his, you know, pistol in a holster, just as the law requires. And so the governor sends the cops over there, according to him. The cops told him the governor was uncomfortable with him carrying a firearm.
So the governor should check the Constitution.
And the other cop apparently takes his license over to the governor.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if there's a verification that the governor actually personally inspected the license.
Driver's license?
But according to the officer, according to the officer, I mean, as Rob recounted this to me in his email and on our phone conversation, the governor was the one that instigated this mini investigation.
So they brought his driver's license over as an identification as to who he was?
Correct. Yeah, they wanted to see his driver's license.
Now, was it a New Hampshire driver's license at that point?
I'm sure it must have been a Texas driver's license.
They were just harassing him. Could he have refused? Could he have said, "I'm sorry, why should I identify myself to you? I'm fully legal to carry in this state. What's the problem, officer?"
As I understand it, he probably could have refused to show them the license, but he would have had to, under the law, accurately identify himself.
Huh. Okay, so
anyway,
they didn't ask for his...
I don't think they required his open... I don't think they required his gun license, because he was open carrying.
Right, you don't need one to open carry.
Right. But they let him go. I don't think he was detained for very long.
Is he planning on doing anything about this?
Well, his first step was, I guess, to email me, and I just spread the news to nhfree.com and called a few media outlets and gave them his number with his permission.
Right.
And I'm calling you. I'll probably have him call you if I can get him to in the next day or two.
Okay.
But I wanted to give you guys the heads up.
Well, very good, man. I don't know. When he calls, I'm definitely going to ask him if he's planning on doing anything in response to this. I don't know if it's worth his while. Maybe he'll just continue to open carry. I think he's probably going to continue to open carry. They haven't scared him away from it, have they?
He did it the next day.
Excellent.
I guess he walked right up to the cops at one of the local festivals and just said, "Hi, guys. Let you know I'm open carrying."
Right. Very cool. I think that more people need to get more. I know that there's a lot of gun owners involved in the Free State Project. Obviously, people are concerned. Gun owners are concerned with their infringements upon the Second Amendment. And so I think a lot of them, when they get to the state, should also do what he's doing. And, you know, the more the merrier. The more people are open carrying, the more people are going to be used to seeing people open carrying. And then it won't be such a scary thing anymore.
Are you
going
to do it when you get there?
I'll have to buy a holster, but I think so.
You don't have to have a holster. You just stick it in your pants.
I thought you said that by law you have to have a holster.
No, by law you have to have it holstered. It can be holstered in your pants.
Well, that's not very safe, Dave. It's really not very safe to just.
Yes, it is. I mean, you just put it. I mean, you still aim it in exactly the same direction down. It's not pointing toward anything, but you don't have to have a holster.
Well,
they make it. Holsters are cheap. They make handles that actually have these little kind of clip things on them, so that you can put them in your pants. I don't think that there's necessarily anything. You have the gun safety, holster's probably better, but.
Yeah, I'll go all in. If I'm going to carry the gun, I'm going to do it in the best way possible. I don't need any chafing going on. Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Well, the FBI. Everybody thinks the FBI is so great. I mean, if you look at the television shows in America, they've got TV shows about FBI agents. They'll protect you. If there's a criminal on the loose, the FBI will track them down.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're... Is it possible... Is it possible that the FBI is just another incompetent, virtually useless government agency? Is it possible?
It could be.
Yes.
Nearly a year after Homeland Security Secretary Chertoff announced the creation of a cabinet-level cyber secretary czar, the position remains vacant. Now, I'm not saying I want it filled. I'm just saying, hey, look at these dummies.
It must be cool to be a czar. I deem you, Mark, the czar of sales for Free Talk Live.
I'm the sales czar.
Sales czar.
Washington Post Thursday, government contractor was able to hack into FBI and director's accounts. A government consultant using computer programs easily found on the internet managed to crack FBI's classified computer system and gain passwords of 38,000 employees, including that of FBI Director Robert S. Mueller III. So, there you go.
I need some Three Stooges noises or something for these government bums, useless bureaucrats. He cracked in to every single email account they had.
Yeah, the break-ins, which occurred four times in 2004, gave consultants access to records in the Witness Protection Program and details on counter-espionage activity, according to documents filed in U.S. District Court in Washington. As a direct result, the Bureau said it was forced to temporarily shut down its network and commit thousands of man-hours and millions of dollars to ensure no sensitive information was lost or misused.
We got it under control. We'll just shut it down and give us more money.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll fix it. Just give us more money.
That's right. The government does not allege the consultant, Joseph Thomas Colon, intended to harm national security, but prosecutors said Colon's curiosity hacks nonetheless exposed sensitive information.
Yes, that's right. The FBI security defeated by a colon.
Yeah. I think they are, colon. Colon 28, an employee of BAE Systems who was assigned to the FBI field office in Springfield, Illinois, said in court filings that he used the passwords and other information to bypass bureaucratic obstacles and to better help the FBI install new computer system. He said agents in the Springfield office approved his actions.
Remember, this is the same FBI that scrapped a $170 million computer upgrade program.
Mm.
Because why? Well, they just couldn't get it together. They had $170 million to upgrade all their files from the old two-color or the one-color monitors that people used to have. They're probably still using that crap at the FBI. They had a whole bunch of money to upgrade their systems, and years later, they gave up.
Yeah,
they had hired IT director after IT director after IT director to attempt to implement this program, and then they threw up their hands and said, well, we spent all our money. Cancel it. You think they gave the money back to the general fund? I mean, once they canceled the program, if they had anything left over?
They spent it.
I don't know if they spent it all, but do you think they gave it back if they didn't spend it all?
I would imagine that if they, just the way these sort of things work, I would imagine they had to give back what the remainder of it.
So they spent it all first and then said, well, sorry.
It's just not working.
We'll stick with the mainframe.
Such a mess. I mean, and these are the people that are slated with protecting us, keeping us, they're protecting our freedoms.
Well, it's like I said earlier with the FEMA article, if you expect these people, these government bumbling oaf bureaucrats, to protect you, then you got another thing coming. These people can't even protect their email accounts, let alone anything else.
They weren't born bumbling oafs. They became bumbling oafs by the fact that they work at the government, and there's no incentive to be productive.
If you put these people in, for instance, maybe a private investigative agency, a PI office, they'd be able to get work done. I mean, they'd have incentives, because if they didn't get the job done, they wouldn't get paid, they wouldn't get repeat business. It all has to do with incentive. And government has no incentive. It's how it is. There's no getting away from it. You really can't even institute incentive in the government. You can add a little bit of, you can maybe add in a little bit of competition. Maybe if you were to allow, for instance, government bureaucracies to overlap. So, for instance, if a local police police jurisdiction overlapped with a different police jurisdiction, maybe you'd have some competition there.
They'd probably end up shooting each other.
Maybe you'd get some benefits.
For force.
In which case, that sounds really exciting, Mark. Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Anything goes. This is your show. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you